Hi, this is Alonzo Bowden. Welcome to episode 111 of my podcast, Who's Paying Attention? I am recording from the beautiful Grand Hyatt in downtown Montreal, overlooking the Just for Laughs Comedy Festival, the greatest festival in comedy, my favorite gig. One of my favorites. Jazz Cruises are pretty good too, but it has been an amazing 2 weeks. I was hosting the ethnic show, which, you know, we couldn't do in the United States because we had an ethnic show. There'd be 15 protests out front from various groups who were offended. And last night I saw Dave Chappelle. His stand-up is as great as ever. Dave is on it. The beauty of this festival, hanging out and meeting and whatever with other comics. I mean, Artie Lang, who I didn't know personally before this, and I'm surprised he knew me by reputation, but a very cool guy. Jimmy Carr, who is a brilliant comic from the UK, particularly if you appreciate the art of writing. Jimmy is unbelievable. If you're not familiar with him, look him up. Google him. I'm telling you, he's fantastic. Gilbert Gottfried. And this week is what they call the English week. So the comics just keep coming in. Lunel, she is just off the chain, on and off stage. Funny and very cool. And some old friends. I hung out with Todd Glass, did a show with him. Jim Brewer's coming in. I could keep going. J.B. Smoove's going to be here. Kevin Hart's doing his giant show. This thing is amazing. But here's what's been going on. I've been in Canada for about 2 weeks now. I got here on the 7th. And you know what I haven't heard since I've been here? There's been no talk of ending health care. I haven't heard any stories of police killing unarmed black people, no mass shootings. And, you know, no one up here really gives a shit about Caitlyn Jenner. In other words, let me not even go into Donald Trump. It's been a refreshing break from our news or lack of news or our contest, which literally it seems sometimes like we're having a contest, like how stupid can we be? What's the stupidest story that we can give credence to? Or what is the craziest thing that we consider normal? I can't imagine. Well, I can because it's happened twice in the last 2 years. The outrage that Canada has when there's a public mass shooting that we take for granted. I can't imagine the news coverage it would be if one unarmed person was killed by the law enforcement up here, let alone one a month, or I think we're up to one every 2 weeks now. They don't even cover the stories anymore. And you know, it's amazing. It's fascinating. What we have reached, the level we have reached to what we consider normal. The stories that I talked about, the mass shootings, the hate crimes by the police, and I'm going to call them what they are because that's what they are. We keep seeing it. That's normal. We're not affected by it at all. But Caitlyn Jenner wins an ESPY Award, we're outraged. Let me get this out of the way. Okay, because I am so tired. And I tried not to talk about this Caitlyn Jenner bullshit because it's so ridiculous. But listen, Caitlyn Jenner won an ESPY. Okay, it's an ESPY. It is a made-for-TV bullshit award that ESPN made up. That's all. That's all it is. Caitlyn did not win a Medal of Honor or a Medal of Valor or a Purple Heart. Or anything. Stop saying that. Oh, that's not bravery. Our returning soldiers are brave. Stop comparing the two. It's an insult to soldiers. You want to hear some of the other ESPY award winners, the bravery award winners from the ESPYs? Yeah, and I'm laughing because this is how stupid it is. Michael Sam won last year. Remember the gay football player? Yeah, I don't know if we compared him to any war heroes. In 1999, Billie Jean King won. And again, I don't remember which war Billie Jean King was in. And I can go on and on. Robin Roberts won one. Howard Cosell won. Look him up, kids. He was an amazing sportscaster. don't remember him walking through the war and losing his legs and carrying home. And this is my point. I'm not insulting veterans. I'm saying that an ESPY is a made-up award from ESPN, and it's done for ratings, okay? All you have to do is look at the names of some of these winners, and you know it was done because this person was controversial or important at the time. The only ESPY award winner, I'm looking at the list, the only one I'm seeing that was a soldier is Pat Tillman, okay? That's the only one. Now, the others may have been veterans earlier in their life, but that had nothing to do with them winning an ESPY. So here's the thing. Let it go. Let it go. You know why Caitlyn Jenner won an ESPY? Because the ratings would be great for Caitlyn Jenner winning an ESPY. And that's it. That's it. It was for ratings. It's television. That's what television does. I hate that I have to talk about that. Listen, you care about veterans? You want to do something about veterans? How about this? How about everyone in the United States agrees to pay $10 more a year in taxes, and all of that money's put in a fund to help veterans. Ooh, tax increase? Oh, hell no. Blah, 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 blah. Yeah, exactly. Shut the hell up. Okay, sorry that I went on that little rant. Wasn't planned, or was planned for later in the podcast, but the Caitlyn Jenner thing drives me crazy. Now, here's another thing going on in Canada, and you wouldn't even know it, but they're in the midst of an election for the prime minister. Yeah, that's their equivalent of the president, and I only had to say that because a lot of us don't even know that. And you know what? They have five parties. There's the Conservative Party, the New Democratic Party, the Liberal Party, the Green Party, and the Strength in Democracy Party. Now, here's the thing that I'm not hearing. I don't know the religion of anybody running. I don't know of, there's no plan to shut down healthcare. Nobody's been accused of being a secret Muslim or any of the other. This election is not being financed by billionaires. It's so amazing. It's just an election. And you know what? I don't see the commercials every 30 seconds. That's why I know so little about it. And yet they're going to have an election and the country's going to run. You know what else I don't see? I don't see their parliament writing letters to their enemies to try to undermine the prime minister's foreign policy. It's fascinating. It's fascinating. It's like they're actually having an election where people debate issues and... let me stop. I'm being stupid now. I'm sorry. Why would I talk about that when we could talk about Donald Trump and his idiocy and his insulting? And isn't it great that his insulting of John McCain carries so much more weight than his insulting of all Mexicans? Ah, well, that's our thing. Again, I just like this podcast. I could go on and on with the insane stories that we're dealing with in the United States. For example, and here's one, an evangelical Christian. Yeah, I know it's hard to believe that we've got a crazy evangelical Christian, but Joshua Feuerstein, former pastor, current internet personality, whatever that means. He's whatever it is. He's got 1.6 million Facebook fans, so somebody's listening. And he's suing Bible publishers to get the word homosexuality removed from the text. Well, he says that the way to fight gay rights is with a gun. And he's got a video and he's posing with an AK or some sort of assault weapon. And he says that my First Amendment right is guaranteed by my Second Amendment right, and then he brandishes his assault rifle. This is what he says. It's time we finally take a stand and say no more. We're not backing up any farther. We're not going to allow a tyrannical government to try and strip away our rights as Christians. So, how does gay marriage strip away your right as a Christian, and who's he going to shoot? I'm not sure. Who do you shoot when you just give rights to humans to live their lives? Not sure. I don't know. like I said, this guy's one of these open carry Jesus guys. Love one another as you love thyself. Unless they're different, then you kill them. I said it as a joke. He took it for real. Maybe I inspired him. Some good news. The United States and Cuba have reestablished diplomatic relations, meaning that there is now an official Cuban embassy in the United States, and there's an official U.S. embassy in Cuba, and we're going to try to work together. Apparently, the Cold War is over. Somebody got word. I know that there'll be all kind of right-wing backlash because Barack Obama did it and blah, 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 blah. I'm not even going to go into all that nonsense and all that noise. It's a good thing. It's a good thing. So that's one good thing. Now, again, I could go on and on, as you know I do, but it's just amazing. It's amazing to me how bad we can treat each other as humans, how people can take advantage of human suffering. Last week, there was a fire in California near a freeway. The 15 freeway is the freeway between Los Angeles and Las Vegas. And you better believe on Friday, that freeway is packed, okay? Everyone knows you don't want to make that drive. It's normally a four-hour drive. On Friday, 6 to 7 hour drive. So there's literally a fire on this, you know, a wildfire, brush fire. It blows across the highway. 20 cars were burned up. People saw a wildfire coming toward the freeway. They abandoned their cars, right? That's what you do. You see a fire coming, you get out of your car and run. Well, the tow companies that after the fire was contained came in and moved some of these cars, charging people well over $1,000. One tow company charged someone $1,600 to move their car off the freeway, that the car, you know, that they abandoned because of a wildfire. Like, how do you... Now, this particular one, the $1,600 one, they refunded the money because they got caught, because the story went public, of course. But like, what level of a piece of shit are you to do that in the first place? Who does that? Who's like, oh... there's a wildfire coming. You abandon your car to stay alive? All right, it'll cost $1,500 for me to move it off the freeway. I don't even know. Another very interesting, and this was just an interesting story to me. Maybe it's more interesting because I've been in recovery for a long time, but OxyContin is kicking ass. You remember OxyContin? That's the drug that Rush Limbaugh was addicted to. But he shouldn't have to go to jail as a drug addict, even though he was buying it illegally because, and I heard this on one of the right-wing radio broadcasts, and I love the logic. Rush wasn't an addict. Rush had to self-medicate because the U.S. medical system is so bad. So you see, Rush was a victim of circumstance. But anyway, OxyContin has taken over. It is the hottest selling narcotic in history. Now, that's saying something, okay, because we've had a lot of narcotics in history. We've had cocaine and crack and heroin and whatever else, and OxyContin's beating them all. Why? Because it's legally prescribed. Because Purdue Pharma, who makes it, had a brilliant marketing campaign and told all the doctors while they took them on junkets and gave them money. And I'm not knocking the doctors, but this is the how our drug system works. They basically marketed the hell out of the drug, got them to give a bunch of people the drug, and now these people are hooked. We've all heard the stories of being hooked on Oxy. Basically, being hooked on OxyContin is like being hooked on heroin or some other opiate, and it is a time, basically it's like time release Vicodin, and then you build up a tolerance, and then you need more, and then you need more, and you know what people do. They get multiple prescriptions from different doctors, or they buy it on the street, or it's prescribed to you and you sell it on the street. It's a drug. It's a street drug now, and they're still making a fortune on this. A drug that in 2009 they made $45 million. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Let me correct it. 1996, the first year they made it, they made $45 million. By 2001, they made $1.1 billion. 10 years later, $3.1 billion. What do drug dealers say? First one's free, baby. First one's free. Just that story just fascinates me. And I could keep going. I'm not even going to keep going with all the bad news or blah, 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 blah. Some good news up here in Canada. Here's one. I mentioned him already. Michael Sams. Remember Michael Sams, the gay football player that was going to destroy the NFL if he played because he's gay and it would interfere with all the woman beaters, child beaters, attempted murderers, and various felons in the NFL would be offended by the fact a gay player came in the league. Well, he's been playing in the CFL all season, and so far, now that it's early in the CFL season, they're only five games in, but so far, God has not smoked them or smited them. You know, I don't know the difference, but so far, no arenas, no stadium struck by lightning, or nobody in a locker room just refused to play or just rolled over and died or whatever happens when you look directly at a gay man in sunshine or whatever. I don't even know. I don't even know. But maybe you have to get one of those assault rifles to make sure he doesn't get married. So here it is. That's the podcast. I'm not even going to ramble any more than that. I am at Just for Laughs. I am in Montreal, one of the most beautiful cities in the world. If you haven't been here, do yourself a favor. Get to Montreal. I've said it before. I'll say it again. It's a European flavor with super nice Canadians and the convenience of the United States. It is the best combination you can imagine. Some of the most beautiful women in the world walking around here. A stylish city. And you know what? Smoked meat. And if you ain't had smoked meat, you haven't lived. That's right. They got smoked meat. They got poutine. Not big on the poutine. The poutine will clog you up for a little while. French fries, cheese, and gravy. Yeah, I know it does sound American, but it's Canadian. I guess if your Texas poutine would be deep fried, I don't even know. I love you guys. Thanks for listening. I am going to be up here for the rest of the week. And let's see. I don't even know where I'm going to be live. My next live touring date will be August 13th through 16th. I will be at Caroline's in New York. I'm heading to the Big Apple, going to be on Broadway. I love that. I love you guys. Thanks for listening. Have a great day. This is Alonzo Bowden asking who's paying attention. I'm not, really. I'm kind of enjoying the comedy festival. Forgive me.